כן, אנחנו נמשיך בקטעים נבחרים
continuing with the chosen excerpts from Bala Salam's article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. You can ask questions and find this article in our website, and relevant questions will be asked during the lesson. We're continuing in excerpt number 14. Excerpt 14. It is a natural law for any being that anything outside one's own body is regarded as unreal and empty. And any movement that a person makes to love another is performed with a reflected light and some reward that will eventually return to him and serve him for his own benefit. Thus, such an act cannot be considered love of others, because it is judged by its end. It is like rent that pays off only in the end. However, the act of renting is not considered love of another. But making any movement only as a result of love for others, without any spark of reflected light or hope for any kind of reward in return, is completely impossible by nature. It is written in the Zohar about this with regard to the nations of the world. Every chesed, every mercy that they do for themselves. This means that all the good that they do, either toward their friends or toward their God, is not for their love of others, but for self-love, since this matter is completely unnatural. Therefore, only those who observe Torah and mitzvot are capable of this, since by accustoming themselves to observe Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to their Maker, they gradually depart from the bosom of the natural creation and acquire a second nature, being the above-mentioned love of others.
Meaning, our nature is in a way that we can't do anything for anybody, for anything, but only for ourselves. Even if we make efforts, doesn't matter what kind. Nature closes in on us in such a way that can't do anything if not for himself. But if he does something for the others, it means he's going to do it for the others because it's worth it. Otherwise, his body, his ability wouldn't let him perform an action. Meaning, we cannot perform an action of bestowal ever, for no one, for no case. Is that clear? As much as you'll bring me examples, if you really go deep in it, you'll see that it was all only done because of someone's private desire, and not that he really wants the benefit of anything. PT
24.
When we reach bestowal, will we still be bestowing for our own self, our own souls? It's still every individual will feel his own soul. That is for him. It's like cells in the body. Every cell feels the whole body. So how would you define this to be different from the other state?
On the path of correction, we go through all kinds of actions, kotzimtzum, masach eno chozer, restriction, screen, and reflected light, where we disconnect from our will to receive, from the thoughts about it. It only happens with the help of the light that reforms. We can't even imagine to ourselves how it happens. And then, in such a way, we can reach in order to bestow to that second nature. What does it mean to reach a second nature? We don't know until we don't get there. When we get there, we see and understand as much as it is possible to do that you take the other's desire and use everything you have, including your own desire, in order to serve the other's desire. That is a different nature. Different world, different life, everything. In this world, you work in order to fill your desire. In the upper world, you work in order to fill the desire of the others. That's it. What do you gain from this? You see that there aren't any others, but it's all the Creator in the end. And as much as you fill Him, like the host and the guest, you feel that you are raising yourself to His degree, to recognition with Him. Be'er Sheva.
How can knowledge and understanding of self-love come to a person, and will dissemination give a feeling to the whole of humanity? Yes, dissemination may save us from our ego, because then we start demanding the light that reforms in order to take care of others. And then, when this light comes and corrects us, so that we can take care of others, it's as if we're demanding corrections for others to take care of them, and by that we are also corrected. That's why dissemination is basically the only means by which we can perform dissemination to the ten and from the ten to the entire humanity. Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning. Is there self-love in the first nine sefirot?
In the first nine, there is no desire at all. It's qualities. A desire is only in Malchut.
And when you work in the ten, when you try to resemble the first nine, is there self-love in that?
I didn't understand.
If in the ten I'm trying to resemble those first nine and ask for the nine, is there self-love in that?
But it's you asking. You're asking from your malchut, from your desire.
But for them, not for me.
For them means for their desire.
So there's no self-love in that.
If you're asking for them,
yeah.
But why are you asking?
Because my goal is to raise them.
What for? How can you?
To give contentment to the Creator, of course.
What for?
Just like that, so He'll be happy.
Just like that? You don't do it just like that. There is no such a thing. In nature, everything requires energy. If you're doing something, who gains from what he does?
I'm always gaining, but if it's in that way, I don't really gain anything.
So you're doing it for yourself.
Of course, thank you.
That's self-love. That's self-love. Haifa 3.
So it turns out that there's no action, that even if I try and scrutinize it, that it'll be for the 10, there's no real action I do.
There's no action you do even for the 10, which is not egoistic. That's true. However, you, along with that, you're turning to the Creator, asking to have in this action some relation for them. Even though you understand you're doing it for yourself, you're asking for the light to come and correct this and give you the feeling that you're doing it for them, for their sake, to connect them, to raise them, and there will be no gain for yourself in it, but rather gain for them. You're asking for it. How can you ask? You can ask how much truth is in your request. There's barely any truth in it. You cannot really ask for someone else, but still, because you're connecting together and you're working together above your ego, and to the extent that you want to correct yourself and to be connected above the ego, the light does shine. And because it shines, it connects you. And this way you come closer and you become one desire, bit by bit, bit by bit, a little bit. But out of this little bit, you're asking the light that reforms to do it again. And then time after time, this works. It happens. Many times.
French.
French.
Question d'un ami. Est-ce que l'intellect doit devenir...
Question of a friend. Should the mind become the servant of the point in the heart?
Of course, both the brains and the intellect and the emotion, everything I have has to serve. All of us together serve the point in the heart that will connect to the points in the hearts of the friends. And in this common point, we will want to receive something for the Creator. Okay? Galil West.
Rav, how do I come out of this loop of self-love to the love of others?
By love of friends. There is no other means. No other means. Look what they write in the articles. Ravash writes a lot about it. It's a springboard, a leverage that can bring you out of self-love. It's only the 10.
What kind of actions do you have to do with the 10 in order to come out of that loop?
Give them an example of connection. Organize them towards connection and organize a prayer to the Creator out of the connection. Turkey 3.
Günaydın Rav, günaydın dostlar. Allah'a şükür bir oğlumuz var ve günde 3 defa Zoom'da beraber oluyoruz. Bu beraberlikleri en etkili şekilde kullanabilmek için ne yapmamız lazım?
Hi Rav, hi friends. Thanks to God.
Hello Rav, hello friends.
And we meet at least 3 times in a day. So what should we do to make these meetings do more effective?
Talk about the connection in the group and the purpose of the connection. The goal. Moscow 6.
Раб, если я даже прошу объединение за ближних и вижу их.
Also, if I ask for connection for the others and I see them as connected, I see they're happy. Still, I'm enjoying this.
So I enjoy the 10, the fact that I have a 10, the Creator organized the world in a way that I have a reason to live, and that I study every morning, and I hope that tomorrow I'll also learn with you together, and I'll see you, and I'll feel you. Am I not allowed to enjoy all that? Am I doing something? In this joy, am I doing something against the purpose of creation? On the contrary, this brings me closer to the purpose. That's why it makes me happy, and I'm thankful to the Creator and to everyone. Is this clear? So, everything is nice and good. We're advancing in a nice way. And besides that, I see that there are no other questions. Gilad?
So, we'll go to number 15.
Ken, Gilad, ma?
Yes, Gilad, continue.
So, 15?
Yes.
Thus, we can see clearly that towards those who observe the Torah and mitzvot lishma, there is no difference between the two parts of the Torah, even on the practical side. This is because before one accomplishes it, one is compelled to feel any act of bestowal, either towards another person or toward the Creator, as emptiness beyond conception. But through great effort, one slowly rises and attains a second nature. And then one attains the final goal, which is dvekut with Him. Since this is so, it is reasonable to think that the part of Torah that deals with man's relationship with his friend is better capable of bringing one to the desired goal, since the work in mitzvot between man and God is fixed and specific, and is not demanding, and one becomes easily accustomed to it, and everything that is done out of habit is no longer useful. But the mitzvot between man and man are changing and irregular, and demands surround him wherever he turns. Hence, their cure is much more certain, and their aim is closer.
This is clear, right? That of everything we have, all the actions, we can say it this way, of all the actions we have in this world, some actions are with respect to the still, some are with respect to the vegetative, animate and speaking. So actions with a speaking level qualify a person better to come closer to the Creator. With the actions to the speaking level to human beings, some can be organized the closest to the Creator. This is the 10. Then I connected them, and I act with them with intention to resemble the Creator, and they also act on me with the same intention to resemble the Creator. And then it's clear to us that what we reveal between us, what we build, is the form of bestowal, mutual bestowal between us. What each of us wants through these friends to reach the Creator. Meaning, we're building the image of the Creator between us as much as we're capable of depicting it. A model of the Creator. That's what we're building in the connection between us. This is why we are called Adam. This model is called Adam from the word Dome, resembling the Creator. Then this way, we start working out of this model, in this pattern. And this is how we advance to require that the Creator will do exercise between us for Him from the connection between us and for us from Him. And then in this connection between us, we start feeling how much we're connected to Him or we're not. and through all the stages of Dvekut until the final correction, all the degrees of adhesion, it all happens in the 10 of each and every one until all the 10s connect together. That's how we reach the final correction. Belarus.
If you can, from the previous excerpt we read, it seems that if it's not contradicting what we're talking about, if in the first nine there are no desires, only qualities, that the desires only the malchut, so what do we have to ask for the friends?
I'm relating to all my friends like desires to receive, not like the upper nine. Upper nine comes later. Let's not be confused. We want to connect in our desires. When each one annuls his own desires, personal ones, egoistic, and wants to activate himself only towards his friends, and because the nine friends, then he has similarly the upper nine. That's how he activates himself towards the friends. And each and every one activates himself this way to the other friends. That's the way it should be. So out of all the connection between us, when each one comes out of himself, we create a field. We call it a field that the Lord is blessed. That's where the Creator, if we'll do all the actions properly, will start to be revealed and our will to receive our personal malchuyot. We restrict them, that's all.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Yes, Rav. I would just like to let you know that this 10 has brought me to Creator has brought me to this great fortune. And these great friends have officially brought me into the work, and I feel that I owe them everything. And I'm really thankful for this, that I started a new slate. So, great L'chaim, B'nai Baruch.
Great. Many people envy you that this is the way you feel yourself in a 10. It's a blessing from above. The Creator probably loves you.
Makvi G2. When you integrate in the desire of the 10 and pray, at some point the state starts working and you feel uplifting. How to remain in the intention for the 10 and not for myself, for that pleasure of myself?
Only by the help of the friends, when each helps his friend. Bulgaria.
Пожалуйста, объясните то, что говорит о привычке в этом отрывке.
Please explain what we're speaking about.
Habit usually becomes a second nature. There's a good thing in it and a bad thing. First of all, don't always do it as a habit, because then it's not no longer called work and exertion. There's no advancement. But rather, every time try to overcome the habit and rise to a higher and higher degree, on the one hand. On the other hand, when you're accustomed to do mechanical work, let's say I wake up at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. So for me, it's become a habit, and I no longer have to make an effort and to wake up with my alarm clock, etc. So this is a good habit. I'm not supposed to accustom myself to new habits in this regard. So some habits are mechanical with this world. These are the right kind of habits. And there are spiritual habits. These kinds of habits we should break every time, and there's a verse about it that they should be new to your eyes every day. That's clear, right? Chaverim.
Спасибо. У меня такой вопрос.
Thank you.
Касательно десятки. Вот как я услышал.
I have a question about the ten.
Если из десятки
уходит. I heard you say that if somebody leaves, some friends left the ten from any reason, so it's a tragedy. In a different time, you said that the ten you've gathered somewhere as a ten, that's already a ten. So I want to ask, what is the ten? How does each one of us build the ten inside him?
A ten is, there. You can have a random ten. Every time you can connect to a different ten and to go through some spiritual event with, this also happens. And a ten is also what we call a constant or permanent structure I build. So there are different ways. What we're talking about is a permanent ten, that each one will have his own ten, that he'll care for it, will care for all the friends about their connection and advancement. And an incidental ten, if there is no choice, if I'm somewhere, maybe I can sit with these friends from the world Kli. Well, I do that as well. Why not? I'll do it. And I don't feel anything bad about it. But that's under the condition that I nonetheless have my own constant permanent ten. Latin 7.
¿Hay alguna conexión entre la segunda naturaleza y Lishma?
Is there a connection between second nature and Lishma?
Second nature or Lishma is the same thing.
Focus group.
Focus group.
What does it mean that the friends are the first nine? Their qualities, what are qualities?
Of course they are qualities. What are the friends? Do I see someone before my eyes? Something? No, it's all an imaginary world. What I see is qualities. These qualities exist in my soul, but through the ego that broke me, I see them as if they exist outside of me. That's how I relate to them. I have to break this imagination and to say whatever I see outside of me is really happening to me. We also learn about it in the perception of reality. That's the way it happens. And I'm completely directed to bring them back to me.
Another question from Israel. You said in the connection between us, we build a model of the Creator. What is that model of the Creator?
When we, in the connection between us, build a network of connection and such relations that are adapted for the Creator to simply land on us and fill us and be revealed in the Creator beings fully, fully. Meaning the Kli we build will be completely adapted to the fulfillment of the Creator within this Kli. PT 18.
אז יש שאלה או לא?
Do you have a question or not?
כן, רב, סליחה, יש לי בעיה.
Yes, Rav, sorry.
שאלה, רב.
Question? Why? What's the reason that the actions of the friends in the world Kli, they give you such a positive and strong impression?
תגיד תודה רבה. זה לא שאלה.
Say thank you very much. That's no question. PT 3.
שלום רב. לגבי עשיריות מקריות.
About random tens. When the head of languages had a meeting, they decided that once a week we should try sitting in random tens with the same language. And if it's good, we should keep doing it. What do you think?
I don't know. To me, it seems that... What for? Did you do an effort? Did you make an effort to reach the ten as one body, in one as one man, in one? I don't yet see within the tens any good result. I also don't see in the tens that real spiritual disturbances appear, like the students of Rabbi Shimon that wanted to kill each other. I don't see that. It's like, okay, so he doesn't want to study, so he leaves, he goes. It's not because he's coping with the special alien forces that the Creator awakens. That's why I don't yet see tens. If you really want to hear it, I'll tell you the truth. I don't see tens yet. There is no such connection. That's why these questions, let's do it this way or that way, it's because you don't want to work on the real connection. This is a very serious problem that now appears, and it has to appear on the path. But we have to see it before us and accordingly to work. A ten must be in the morning lesson, and at least two more times to connect and to read something, an excerpt, something, discuss something, something that's relevant, that can affect their connection. How do I know that a 10 is working when I cannot disconnect from the thought about them? That here, in the back of my head, in the back I have something, I'm always thinking about them.
PT 29.
Rav, how do you reach a feeling of the others, the deficiency of the others?
When you open your heart, you start feeling the deficiency of others. Tel Aviv 10.
Hello, Rav. In the second nature, is there resistance?
Of course there is. It's only that we already know how to work with the resistance.
Can you give me an example?
No, you don't have the second nature, so what can I do? Florida.
Well, thank you. I wanted to say two words about the Florida 10. I don't know how I got here, a Russian speaker to an English-speaking group, but the way they accepted me with such warmth and happiness that from the first day, I don't see any other 10 but this one. And the feeling that each one of these friends is so great, so meaningful. I can't imagine myself without them. I'm grateful for the Creator who showed me this place to be here and this 10 that relates to me in such a way.
Very good. I envy you.
PT 4.
PT 4.
Rav, yesterday, the end of the reporters meeting, you said you don't know how to approach the nation of Israel yet, that they'll understand that it all depends on them, and how to help them not run away from their role.
Oh, so what?
What do we do?
Look for a way to reach the people of Israel. Without that, we... The people of Israel, first of all, it's the group, the ten. Then it's our entire worldly. And then it's this whole nation, the corporeal Israel. And through them we can reach all of humanity. So still there is a problem. How can we reach everyone?
What do we have to do afterwards in dissemination?
First of all, want for it to happen. The first thing you need is to somehow try to understand that it has to happen. We have to reach a state where we reach, we connect to all the people and the whole world. The Creator won't be revealed if we won't reveal the Kli for Him. We have to pull Him by our desire for Him to be revealed for the whole world Kli. Otherwise, we also won't have anything. That's why we exist. We are called Israel, Li Rosh. Israel is Li Rosh. I have a head. Our part, Galgal Tanaim, is pushing them to pushing it to the Chab, to the entire humanity. If we don't do it, why are we here? There's no benefit in us. That's why we will reach nothing if we do not disseminate.
And how to work on that desire? It depends on importance, on the connection. What does it depend on?
It depends on the connection between us and our relation, us coming out to the public.
Do we need to renew anything there, or it's not clear?
You have to awaken them to the purpose of creation. And now, in these times of Corona and the situations that are about to come, that will be worse and worse. You can't imagine what's going to happen in the upcoming months with economy and supplies of essential things to the families, each and every home. Things are going to happen. And we have to be ready to explain what's the way to correct these terrible situations that appear. And I don't see you trying to make video clips, a few sentences, throw them in all kinds of places by which you can awaken the people to think a little bit, to understand a little bit where they are. You don't need to write big essays. People don't read them. Just 3 or 4 lines, no more. Or video clips, they're better. A video clip, 30 seconds, you can be certain that everyone will see it. We have no choice. We have to make sure we do that. Okay? Good. Who didn't we hear today? Africa. We did hear once, but, well.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. Our question is, besides the video clips and the short sentences that you just recommended, how can we optimize our current conditions more in order to come closer to these exalted states like that of the students of Rabbi Shimon?
As we say, through the 10, turn to the Creator. I have nothing to answer anymore. Latin.
Dear Rav, how does the light that reforms work on the friends that are for a year on the path compared to people that are 15 or 20 years?
The light is the same light, just like the light of sun that comes to everyone, shines to everyone. And with each and every one, individually, it shines according to his desire, to the extent that a person aims himself properly. That's what you have. So learn how to perceive light in the right way. And then you'll see that there's a lot of light. The Creator fills everything. It's only that we have to learn how to perceive this light. PT 17.
A 10 that corporally does everything. How can you increase the feeling of connection and contact in the 10? I feel it's missing.
What is missing? You have a source of light before you. If you don't turn to it together, it won't shine on you. You won't be able to perceive it. It's illuminating, but you cannot perceive it. You have to make a concentration. You have to concentrate on the connection between us, between you. If you don't do that, these rays of light won't come together and they won't come into the 10. That's all you have to have.
What does it mean to concentrate that connection?
Don't you know this lens that focuses all the rays of light that comes to it? Light rays come to it, to the lens, and it focuses it all together, and then one light emerges out of it. That's what you have to do. That's the work of the 10. That's all.
Our dissemination succeeds. What is that new discernment that'll happen in humanity?
Humanity will start understanding that it has a goal, that these viruses, they come for that goal, and that it has to be aimed at the goal, to connect, to come to an integral shape with the entire nature, and that has a direction of development.
Is there some inner effort or intention we need to be in during dissemination so it'll awaken? Or
yes, we have to bring them to a state that they'll understand that we live in an organized, directed world, and where in front of us is the purpose of creation. We have to reach it, and that's all happening. To give them the feeling that we exist in a state that is advanced, it's managed, it's only we can add to it an acceleration in our development. So if we participate emotionally, mentally, Turkey 3.
Manevi nitelikler dediniz. Nedir bunlar? Kişinin üzerine sürekli değişir mi?
What are the spiritual qualities? Do they constantly change on the person?
Of course, the spiritual qualities always change inside a person and between everyone. That's not our problem. What we have to see ourselves is as Israel, the Creator, and the Light are one. This means that I, the group, and the Creator have to be always in one line. That's it. Moscow, one.
We always hear about you, the obligation to disseminate widely. What do you think? What should we focus on? In lectures that are like one-time lectures, but with a lot of participants, or to still keep doing the courses and work with students?
I don't think we have now that we'll have any success in organizing large lectures and courses, because there is another burdening coming from the coronavirus. I think the best for us is to organize short, few sentences, articles of just a few sentences, and one other thing is the video clips, short ones, question answer, but in the form of a video clip, a film. 30 seconds, 1 minute, a few minutes, no more than that. We spread them out in all the languages and all the places. I'm told that this is the best, most popular form. And these lectures, if you have 20 more people, they come, then they go. It's so difficult today with all this burdening of staying a few meters from apart, and how many people you're allowed to have in a room. What do you need it for? It's so expensive. The easiest way, but do it systematically. Every day, everyone is trying to do a few short articles, something interesting for the public. You may have a question answer, you can have like a provocative question, or that's one thing. Another thing is the video clips. Also, just a short video clip. Make it humoristic, or it doesn't matter. Everyone can do it. A question, answer, or this and that. There are so many things you can do. I highly recommend. I'm asking you. Make efforts and succeed. In the meantime, what will the info group tell us?
So, our daily schedule, we will meet at 10 a.m. Israel time. We have a live show which is translated and broadcast on Facebook with Mushi and Rav, 10 to 11, then 11 to 11:30. Gilad, also translated on Facebook. It helps dissemination, the fact that we're watching it on Facebook, it spreads out. And then 1:30, recorded preface lesson. At 6, a lesson that the friends are going to give, and a song.
Everything's gonna be alright, the sun will shine. שחודר עכשיו אל הנשמה. Vas bien en mi puerta no será, pues conmigo debes aguantar.
Я знаю, что есть свет,
но без твоего света нет. להמשיך קדימה, לא להביט לאחור. Adelante, adelante, nuevo día brillará. Keep moving, with fire in your eyes. Leamshik, kadima, yashar elaor. Everything's gonna be just fine, it's all. יפציה אור של יום חדש, אז אל תגר האל. There's no more heart of stone, all the trouble already are gone. בכל מקום, בכל קצה, נרגיש את טעם החיים. פרדיקייסיה, פרדיקייסיה, где граница света и тень.